How are we doing today? I've been trying to get prepared for this week. We've had a, you know, with the news of the quarterback situation, all that kind of stuff. So we've been working pretty diligent here the last 2 days trying to get the game plan. Questions? You never know. I mean, we're just going about it just like last week. We were preparing for two guys, so we're just going about it, preparing the best we can. Schematically, I think offensively they're going to pretty much stay the same. I think they'll do some things different between, you know, the difference in the quarterbacks. But for the most part, you know, offensively, I think they'll pretty much stay with schematically what they're doing.
How much longer does that make your week just not really knowing?
Well, you just want to make sure that you see the game, sort of like I was telling you last week. I mean, we had to go back and make sure we see all the games that the other quarterback started in and just see what differences they are, what they like to call a little bit more with, you know, about a quarterback being in there and, you know, if he has a different favorite receiver in certain situations, that kind of thing. So you just got to make sure you do your homework, you know, when he's playing and what you see.
The Tibbs this season, what kind of threat do they pose for long passes?
They throw the ball, and they've got some receivers that can run and really get out and run. So from that aspect of it, we've got to do a good job. I mean, that's one of our goals, not only just to stop the run, but to come back and don't give up big plays. I mean, that's the one of our main focuses each week is, you know, when do they like to take their shots, you know, down and distance-wise, position of the field. So from that aspect of it, that is one of our goals and one of our concentrations from week to week. So, you know, we kind of go through, and that's one of our goals. We make emphasis on it and, you know, show them, you know, when they like to take those shots.
Is the defensive line playing kind of like you would have hoped, expected when the season began?
No doubt. They're playing good, and that's the big thing that, you know, coming in that, you know, they all bought in. That's a good room. They all bought into what we were trying to do. And from week to week, things that have come up, nuances, you know, technique, fundamental has pretty much stayed the same. But from week to week, the different schemes that we see, and this week will be a big challenge for them. So from that aspect of it, yes. I mean, we're pleased with where we are, but we know we've still got some room to improve. So from that aspect of it, those guys take the challenge each week and have come out and had some good production from week to week.
I think it was just a matter of time. I mean, them getting used to playing each other, getting used to schemes.
I think all of it. Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I think, you know, belief in one another, belief in the system, belief in the techniques and fundamentals, seeing how, you know, from week to week that they can get better and then actually going out and performing at a high level and getting better. I think that's all a part of the confidence that they're able to exude from week to week.
Well, they've got that speed that can kind of stretch the field with those receivers on the outside, but is it important, too, this week for you to have that sideline-to-sideline speed in the kind of horizontal passing game?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, with this offense, number one, they can vertical stretch you down the field, but they also underneath, you know, they got enough speed in their crossing routes and their opposite high lows and their bunches and clusters and those kind of things that we've got to do a good job. And our guys underneath in coverage have done a good job of talking and communicating about, you know, the different pass-offs and that kind of thing. So that's another area that we've tried to stress, and guys have gotten better at it and more comfortable schematically in what we're trying to do underneath.
What are your thoughts on Everson Griffin being the defensive player of the month?
I think it's great. I mean, Everson has worked his butt off since we've been in here, and he's bought in, and every day he comes to work, and, you know, he's able to go out on Sunday and perform. So from that aspect of it, we're happy for him. I mean, we've been stressing all the time that, you know, it isn't just one guy. It's everybody that makes that happen. You know, good coverage, good pass rush goes hand in hand, and guys are realizing that and going out and doing what we're asking them to do.
Mike talked yesterday about the running game being like a downhill cutback type of running game. Do they lean on that cutback more than other teams?
What it is, it's sort of like we saw against Green Bay. They're really going to stretch it to the front side. And then if you got the edge set on the defense there, he'll stick his foot in the ground. This guy's more of a one-cut guy where he's going to get downhill, you know, off the stretch play. So it's very similar to teams that we faced in the play. If you remember back when Houston used to run the same type of scheme, I mean, we saw it against Green Bay. Certain teams do it a little bit different in how they block the backside, but from that aspect of it, that's what we're looking at this week. They're really going to try to stretch us, which is going to put some stress on us defensive line and our linebackers get downhill to build that picket fence. So from that aspect of it, you know, we've been working that all week. We've gone back and looked at teams that have tried to do that to us throughout the year. And you get a little different variation of it from different teams of how far they want to stretch it, what they're telling the back as far as his vision to when to make the decision to cut back. But a lot of factors go into it as far as guys doing their job.
What's the key to tell those backside guys to so they don't get swept that way.
The big thing is we got to work on the backside. You can't relax. And a tough thing with this team, you know, that they run so many bootlegs and things coming off that action that sometimes you see guys wanting to get up the field and that kind of thing, and that's what we can't allow to happen. You've got to be able to work and leverage the ball on the backside and, you know, just flat down the line, but don't turn your shoulders where you're too flat, can't get back out the blade of boot, and those kind of things. So it'll be some stress on the backside to make sure that we can handle the cut back off of it.
George, what is it about Coach Zimmer that's allowed him to have success developing young players over the years?
I think the one thing, just going back with Zim over the years, is that he's consistent. What we start fundamentally and technique-wise doesn't really change. We may change things schematically, what we do from week to week, but as far as a technique and fundamental standpoint, across the board, positionally, there's not a lot of change. And what we try to do each week is keep that constant, that when you get into a game and things don't go the way that you think they're going to go or what you've practiced, they put in new plays, you can always fall back on your fundamentals and your techniques and be able to fall back and use those as a springboard to play through it. So from that aspect of it, I think the consistency of it and then guys having success, you know, seeing the consistency of it kind of plays in hand because now they believe in what it is you're trying to get accomplished and go out and try to accomplish that goal each week.
Do young players who were drafted early maybe have to have a certain kind of mindset to develop? I mean, I know every guy's different, but to still have that attitude where you want to come in and work and maybe not think too highly of yourself?
Well, whether they have the attitude or not, we're going to start from the basics of ground zero when we get in. We don't take for granted that anybody knows anything. It doesn't matter if it's a veteran. It doesn't matter if it's a rookie. We're going to go through the scenarios and put them through those situations through practice, through training camp, and through the week as we get ready to get. We're going to go through those situations and make sure they understand crystal clear exactly what it is that we're expecting them to perform, you know, versus certain things. So from that aspect of it, I think the combination of being consistent, them knowing exactly how we want to do something, and that, there's always things that you have to adjust to, but being consistent with the fundamental and techniques of what we're teaching, I think that is the biggest part of it.
Outs in a row last week against Tampa. Just what causes such a streak like that?
I think guys going out and executing what it is we're trying to do. That's one thing that has we haven't beat ourselves. We haven't made a lot of mistakes, you know, and that kind of leads into it with guys buying into what we're trying to get done technically and fundamentally, understanding the situations that we're in. It's first down, second down, third down, the personnel that they use, the field position, all those things play into a big part of it. So there's a lot of work and planning that goes into it. But the biggest thing is our guys going out and executing what it is and recognizing what it is that they're trying to do and go out and perform. All right. All right, thanks. Good. Thanks.